The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Isn't it interesting? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also, by the way, go to my new fan page. That's Bradley Dean, double E Bradley Dean on my fan page. And outside of that, you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. But isn't it interesting? We got all these columns across the country going on, right? And they shoot themselves in the foot without fail. Oh, we're not a Christian nation.
Oh yeah, that's...
What are we then?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you attacking? If we're not a Christian nation, then just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Why do you spend so much time attacking the foundations of the country if it's untrue?
Right.
I don't understand that. That sounds like to me that they have too much time under their hands is what the real issue is.
I've heard of that issue.
That's
before.
A military issue.
Deceptive.
You like
issue.
That? Folks, let me tell you how hard life is. Here it comes. You ready for this? It's really complicated. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, filial fear, not diabolical, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That doesn't sound complicated to me.
Simplified.
Pretty
I think, but then you can't write a big
stuff.
You can't write a big book and use all the ostentatious erudition.
Yeah, but Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians.
There's the gospel.
They like
again.
To talk about things that don't matter, or the philosophers and the enlighteners, mm-hmm. You know. And then you can go over to the leaven of the Pharisees too. They like to talk a lot too.
Yes, they did.
Circular reasoning.
Pontificate on meaningless matters.
Yes, pontificate. Could you go ahead and define?
Pontificate means you're going to prattle on for a long time
prattling.
About a certain subject matter.
Well, Jake, you just got to keep in mind. Not
I heard that from an attorney.
Thank you.
He said,
is he enforcing the law or is he working against it?
This time he was.
Okay, got it.
He said the school was pontificating on how we had to follow a standard protocol of registering and blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
But I said pontificating. I like that. Thank you.
Well, okay, now what we've been talking about, friends, is this. Why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory? That's true. Did you know that in Iron County, Utah, they just told the feds don't try to enforce gun laws here? Matter of fact, Utah is making a preemptive strike against the federal government's attempt to infringe upon the Second Amendment rights of the citizens. Laws that violate Second Amendment are null and void and have no effect in Iron County, Utah. Wow. Good for those guys. Gun control fails in Washington State. A bit of cheering news this morning. The state of Washington's lower house has been beaten back, and they've been beating back, a gun control bill that would expand background checks for gun sales. They're not letting them take it a step further.
You know, this is just a quick analogy. Okay, there's a lot of people that are bold and passionate about their guns, and I get it. The very same crowd that wants to throw on America abortion, same-sex marriage, and every other leftist, liberal, criminal ideology are the same people trying to take your guns.
Perfect.
Now you can start to see that their overall agenda has everything to do with attacking you.
Of course!
Some people say, well, I'm not going to go protest abortion. That's up to a woman. That's the privacy. I don't care who two people loving each other. These are the same people for the very same reasons attacking you.
That's right.
So you get passionate about your guns, but realize it's not just your guns. It's all the way around you. It's circling you, surrounding you, and closing in on you.
Right.
Don't just wake up with that one topic. But it is the very same people.
Why is America proclaiming defeat when you have the right to victory? And I'm sharing with you right now, friends, Americans that are willing to stand up and fight for their rights, and they're winning the victories. Ohio bill would prohibit firearm seizure, forced registration, and potential ban. The Buckeye State has joined the ever-growing list of states that are willing to stand up to the unconstitutional, illegal federal infringements on the Second Amendment. in addition to prohibiting the seizure of any firearm from any person who is lawfully in possession or control of a firearm, the bill also prohibits forced gun registration and includes first-degree felony charges to any law enforcement officer, state or federal or international agent who attempts to enforce a firearm registration or firearm ban. That's good government.
That's states' rights right there.
Because what they're doing, and they're using it lawfully.
Yes, sir.
If you come in and attempt through criminal means to disarm us, we will throw you in jail for felony charges, Mr. Politician.
That's right.
Do you think America talks this way, friends? No.
We're talking
just
about
the
it
Sons
right
of
now.
Liberty. Paul, did you know that 2/3 of the Americans would defy federal gun ban? By the way, ABC News just came out with a falsified, again, contrived, fabricated gun poll. Trying to share disinformation and misinformation with the American people as if to say, oh, the American people don't really care. Oh, really? Go into a sporting goods store anytime you feel like it, friends. If you're listening to me right now and you're driving down the street and you see a sporting goods store or you know of one, go stop down there and just ask them how ammo sales are going and gun sales are going. And by the way, I got to share this. This is important. Yesterday I was doing an interview, and this woman, she's all defeatism. And she was a show host. I think, how many affiliates does she have? Tons.
Yeah.
I think 100.
She's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
right?
She's been around for 13 years doing live radio. And it was interesting because she said, Bradley, now what do you think about this? How they're attacking Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And what do you think about this? You know, my friend did some homework and she found out that there's no ammo in the stores. No, I said, no. Hang on a second. When we were in Florida a week and a half ago, we went into a sporting goods store. And they're limiting ammunition per customer to 10 boxes of ammunition. In the state of Minnesota, that's per day, friends. That's why there's no ammunition. People are stockpiling. They're stockpiling ammunition, and they're limited to 10 boxes a day per person. She had her information completely backwards. Without delving into the facts, she just took it for
the fear value.
Yeah, the fear and the oppressive information that the state-run media gives. Oh, and by the way, in the state of Minnesota, AR-15s are going so fast per day. They are now posting their availability on the door of the store every morning.
That's the same concept with the bullets.
Yeah. But we're talking on a daily basis. That's we're not talking about, friends, oh, my goodness, there's no more ammunition. What's going on? Did you know that the government's doing this, and now they're doing this, and now they're doing that? Yeah. But you're not paying attention to the voice of the people. You're not paying attention to those of the republic. You're not paying attention to the law-abiding citizen that has the right, not the privilege, to bear arms.
That's right.
Are you paying attention, America?
You know, in simplified terms, because that's the free market at work, is what you're saying. It's good that they're out of ammo because the people are buying more ammo. So if you go into a store and you see that the bread section is always empty, it's because people keep buying bread. So now what I'm thinking is, wow, people are buying a lot of bread. I'm going to go start a bread factory. It's the same thing with ammo. Yeah. There's so much demand for it. That's why it's gone. The government's not taking it away.
No, we know gun manufacturers are no longer selling, in some cases, to governments, agencies that are attempting to deprive the American people of their Second Amendment
rights.
Did you hear about that, friends? When I come back, I'm going to talk about this 2/3 poll that was taken that they said they would defy federal gun ban. Friends, it's working for you, not against you. You just need to know your rights. And that's what I'm telling you today. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, I'm not taking these victories across the country. I'm just taking them as they come, so it's not like it's organized. It's organized. Okay, let's get back to this poll. Two-thirds of Americans would defy federal gun ban. Folks, if you want to weigh in, 1-877-807-9977. Stay topic. 1-877-807-9977. Two-thirds of Americans would defy federal gun ban. Of course. Boy, I don't mean to keep saying of course, but it's just so common sense.
Yeah.
In a survey, two-thirds of Americans said they would defy a federal gun ban and keep their guns if government ever passed a law to take your guns. No, friend. Again, let's just put this into proper perspective. If they attempt, they are violating the laws that they promised through an oath to uphold. They are committing the crime. You are not. If you are a law-abiding citizen, they are telling on themselves. And, folks, it's really that simple. If they're telling on themselves, you don't have to go look around and say who's responsible for trying to defy the laws. They've already told on themselves. Look at their voting records. Impeach. And rest assured, if you look behind these criminals, you'll find much more.
I think this statement of two-thirds of the people would, you know,
I believe it's more than that, to be quite honest.
Well,
with you.
What I think is,
this was, okay, go ahead.
Two-thirds of the people, okay. Well, I can guarantee you that three-thirds of the people that own guns would not give them up to the federal government. Now, the fact that it's only two-thirds in the poll, it's because one-third of the people that they ask probably don't even have guns. And they're probably in the, you know, in certain areas. This is ridiculous. Okay, let's ask a police officer. I'm going to go do a poll at a police office, you know, a police department. I'm going to ask the police officers, how many of you would apprehend a criminal if he was in the act of committing a crime? Okay,
here,
you would.
Okay. I want to jump on this because it's that important. 59% of those that were taken in this poll were liberals. You want to hear what the liberals said? The liberals said. Folks, this is unifying us.
Yeah.
The information I'm giving you right now, this is what unifies America. Article 2 of the Bill of the Rights, it tells us.
It tells us that the liberty of a nation has to be secured by what? A militia. And the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And what does a militia have? They don't have squirt guns. They don't have billy clubs. They have guns.
Yeah. And they don't minimize what they have in their hands
Democrats
against an animal,
Republicans.
Enemy. You know, okay, let me make this point, and then I'll make this next point. World War II, remember when they used fake tanks?
Oh, were they World War II?
Yeah, they were blow-up tanks to put fear in the enemy.
That's right.
Yeah, okay, okay.
The Germans would fly over the top.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get off on that. 59% of those that were taken in this poll were liberals that said they would defy a federal gun ban. Liberals!
Yeah. How many? I mean, what is the percent of the people that were actually gun owners? I'm really wondering that, because anybody that said no was not a gun owner.
But Jake, I think the 59% of the liberals are those in government that are attempting to take away your guns. They're the ones that are saying that they wouldn't. You know, it's kind of like Obamacare. It applies to us peasants, but it does. They're exempt.
That's right.
No, no, no. Friends, listen to this. They're warring against you, America. Missouri bill proposes jail time for feds violating the Second Amendment.
Of course.
Did you hear about that, friends? Did Fox talk about that today? Did the best that you have, America, talk about that? You hear that from one of the talking heads? Probably not, because then they wouldn't have anything to talk about tomorrow. They couldn't tell you how bad things were. They couldn't tell you how bad government was. See, this is resolve. See, why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory? These people in this country, friends, are standing up and bringing forth a victory. But the state-run media doesn't talk about this. The conservative media, for the most part, doesn't talk about this. I am a Christian. I am a patriot. I am an American. That's why I'm telling you who you are, so you know where you're going. You want a future and a hope? Hope is what you do with the truth given to you. You have to respond to that hope by doing. Missouri bill proposes jail time for feds violating the Second Amendment.
Yes, of course.
Introduced by Missouri State Representative Casey Guernsey. I don't even want to use their name, friends. I really don't. With 61 co-sponsors is the Missouri Second Amendment Preservation Act. This is how ridiculous government has become, friends.
I know. We've got to preserve the law. No, the law is the law.
We don't need to add to it or take it away. That's what the Lord commanded us. Don't take away or add to it. Listen, or diminish, he said. The bill states in part any official, agent, or employee of the federal government who enforces or attempts to enforce any act, order, law, statute, rule, or regulation of the federal government upon a personal firearm, a firearm accessory, or ammunition that is owned or manufactured commercially or privately in the state of Missouri and that remains exclusively within the borders of the state of Missouri shall be guilty of a Class D felony. That's right, folks. You have rights, not privileges. Feinstein, she should be sitting in a jail cell right now. This administration, those that advocate the disarmament of law-abiding citizens, they should be sitting in jail right now. This is the message they do not want you to hear, friends. This is it right here. 10th Amendment Center National Communications Director Mike, I'll just say that, summed up the sentiment. When you've got people like Frankenstein, who's from Transylvania in California.
She's been there for 20 years,
yes,
too, by the way.
That's right.
She's not a sixth grader.
Yeah. Talking about major bans in Biden, telling us that they all need is an executive order to take away the rights of the people. Executive order, friends. How's that constitutional, Jake?
The executive order. Let me see. Okay, so if you're...
Because the president said so.
Okay.
It must be.
Yeah.
I guess an executive order now usurps the Constitution of the United States when, in fact, our founding forefathers told us just the exact opposite. Again, this is a child will understand this, friends. Let me go on. He said, Mike did, when you've got people like Feinstein talking about major bans and Biden telling us that all they need is an executive order. Oh, my gosh, friends. You know these folks are willing to go all the way, so it is good to see these folks in Missouri go all the way as well. Amen. All the way in support of the Second Amendment without any ifs, ands, or buts. The feds have absolutely zero constitutional authority to make any laws of over personal arms, period.
That's right.
Period. Period.
Okay, end of discussion. Don't need to talk about this anymore.
And this is why it's going to come to a show of force, friends, if you don't get a hold of your rights. It will.
Yep. It most certainly will.
Wyoming. Go ahead.
Like he said, they're willing to go all the way. When somebody's talking about
an executive order... They're killing babies, friends, and the American people let them do it.
That's the first clue there.
Yes.
When you deny somebody their right to life, what makes you think you care about any of their other rights? Because if you don't have the right to life, you can't enjoy any of your other rights.
Wyoming lawmakers proposed bill to nullify new federal gun laws. Wow. You mean this is like happening all over the place?
It's a chain reaction.
Yes. And if it isn't, the law-abiding gun owner holds on to his rights and lets his local government know. No.
That's right. Who gets
you
liberty
wait.
Out of it? Who gets liberty out of this deal? The people.
Boy, it's time
liberty.
America becomes extreme in knowing who they are. And let the lies fall off you like a rock hitting the wall, friend. It's time to stonewall corrupt government. Why is nobody talking about this? You know, the world's going to come to an end in 15 days. Buy my new water filter system. You know, they could kill 98% of us right now with a bomb. Buy my products. Have you got my products yet? Did you hear me? I'm throwing fear down on you. Fear, fear, fear. Oppression, oppression, oppression. Where's the resolve? Where's the resolve? Where's the reference made to who we are?
And our creator,
the Constitution.
God.
Where do our laws come from? Who gave us these rights? How do we maintain our rights? Fear, fear, fear. Oppression, oppression, oppression. The government's doing this. The government's doing that. Did you hear about the DHS today? Buy this now. Buy this now. Did you get sick of it? We don't have any business selling fear. Fear, 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 fear. Here a fear, there a fear, everywhere a fear, fear. Fear, fear, fear. How many people do you think they're responsible that have actually committed suicide through their messages? I'm not even kidding you. I told my wife this the other day. I said, shame upon these people.
That's the point. Where does it bring us to? There's no resolve in that.
No, let's just give them the answers. We can do it a different way, guys. Instead of selling fear, sell America the answer. And then if they fail to respond to the answer, then that's their own fault.
Right.
It's kind of like what Billy Graham's wife said, speaking of spiritual things, the Bible. God's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah if he doesn't judge America. Why? Because in America, everybody's got a Bible.
That's right. Sure do.
Wow. You know, like Charles Spurgeon rightly said, there's enough dust on some people's Bibles that they could actually write damnation on top of it. Whoa. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. Got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back and show you more victories to the American people that are willing to stand up and fight for their rights. And guess what? They won the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out my new fan page, if you would, too, please, and like it. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. Now, I don't know for the life of me why we get texts throughout the show. Speaking of which, I just went on and checked some. I'm going corresponding with people as they're listening to the radio show. And I noticed on one, this here comes confusion. You ready for this? This is what she said of herself. She goes to Assemblies of God. That's the
Pentecostal.
Yeah, Pentecostal church, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. It's a lack thereof, might I add, in most cases. She said she goes to Assemblies of God, so therefore she's a Christian, conservative, libertarian, constitutionalist.
She got them all.
Well, just take a little of everything, I guess. I guess that libertarian part is probably the part where she didn't want to obey God in that particular area in her life. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, people are really confused in this libertarian. I hear a lot of people that are, and I believe them to be genuine Christians, say that they're libertarian. They don't understand the full meaning of it. If I say I'm a Christian...
Without restraint to law is the definition.
Yeah, if I say I'm a Christian, then I am a patriot. I am an American.
That's right. They're one and the same, John. One and the same.
Let's keep it simplified. But I think people think that, well, you know, a libertarian sounds a little bit more dull-edged, so it wouldn't offend anybody else. I wouldn't offend my not-so-hip-on-God friends. Why do you have those type of friends anyways? Where do our liberties come from? This is really simple. If those are your friends, then evangelize them. Get them to love God, because at that point, we're going to change our country. Not until then. Not until then. It doesn't matter how many numbers we have. It matters what is the subject matter that we are going to place our feet on and assert ourselves in. And that is Christian values. That is Christian ethics. That's Christian morals. If we're an American, we believe in God. We trust in God, the Judeo-Christian God. Therefore, we're Christian.
So why is America proclaiming defeat, Jake, when they have the rights to victory?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. The other day, I heard of this news source. You might have heard of it. Fox News source. They were covering this victory that happened down at Spanish River in Florida. And that victory just happened to be this ministry because we were willing to take God and His word.
That's true.
And stand up for those kids. You can see the video on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Fantastic. Fox picked it up, had a little debate going back and forth. Ben Ferguson stood on the side of truth and asserted the fact that there is nothing wrong with what happened. There's no debate to this.
Yeah, so we won the rights.
That's right.
The First Amendment rights across the country. We set another precedent the second time this year. But in saying that, what's interesting about Fox's debate, this is my case in point, this is what I was hoping that you're going to bring to the table here, is the fact that I wasn't a part of the debate, because if I was a part of the debate, there wouldn't have been a debate.
There is no debate.
That's right.
But we've got to have debate.
See, facts are stubborn things.
They are.
They're stumbling stones for those that don't like the truth.
It doesn't move. So we try to just work around them, kind of go around them. All these stupid, what would you
do?
You
know, I want to do a report on Bradley, but I don't want Bradley there. You know, by the way, friends, my blogger friends out there that are in trouble right now, it's interesting that they never ask me a question. They never put me in context.
No.
And they have no care for what my opinion is and what I said. They take me out of context. They do whatever they want to do to try to paint the picture the way they want it painted.
It's an old straw man.
See, but if
scenario.
I was a part of it, they wouldn't have had an article to write.
No debate either.
Okay, now listen, here's the deal. So one of my friends, his name is Brian. He's from Michigan. He's a radio show host, too, from WYPV 106.3 in Onaway, Michigan.
We've actually broadcasted
and
from
his
studio.
He posted something,
before.
And I said, Brian, I'll pull up your call right away. So, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Bradley. Hey, Jake. The other guy.
How's it going?
Hey, now, Brian, you had actually posted something on my Facebook, and I said, I want you to share that with the people. So will you share the information that you just shared with me with them?
Yeah, you guys were talking about the Second Amendment. You know, it shall not be infringed. Plain English, everybody can understand it. I think that should go as far as being the ammunition. Just like you reported us being, you being out of ammunition where you're at, our shelves are bare as well. And weapons are flying off the shelf of all sorts. But there was an article this week posted from the Denver Post. Again, you know, not your most conservative publication out there, as reposted by Forbes, DHS has purchased 1.6 billion with a B rounds of ammunition. Let that sink in. If you take a look at how much ammunition that is, at the height of the Iraq War, the Army was using less than 6 million rounds a month. Therefore, 1.6 billion rounds would be enough to sustain a hot war for 20-plus years in America. Now, their hollow point, if they were just being used for practice
target,
rounds,
yeah.
you wouldn't spend the more money for the hollow point.
Sure.
And if you were in the military like I was, you couldn't even use hollow point because of the War Acts, Geneva Convention. So there's a shortage. They don't need them. They should just put them back into circulation, sell it back to the distribution channels, and take the profit. Because let's face it, a lot of the things that our president has invested in, he's lost a lot of money on.
Yeah,
he actually could make some money on the sale of ammunition in the United States as opposed to giving it away like he does in Mexico and in Benghazi and that part of the world.
So do you think this is kind of like chips that he's using to negotiate with other governments? Do you think that they're buying this as a future investment to maybe put it back into the market? Or do you think that they're holding these hollow point rounds for their own personal use? I mean, DHS, they don't go to like Iraq, Afghanistan, or anything like that. They're here in the homeland because it's homeland security. What do you think these things are being kept for?
Protection of the government.
From?
From tyranny.
From us.
They view tyranny completely opposite as what we do.
Well, that's right, because they're backwards. And when I'm talking about this criminal administration, completely backwards.
They're the tyrant.
They are.
So their definition of tyranny can't be themselves. It's
well, that's why,
be those
that's
that
why Gabby
them.
Gifford is out there shooting her AR-15 along with her husband, but she's an anti-gunner. And same thing with Feinstein, and same thing with this administration.
Mm-hmm. Feinstein said, you don't need a bazooka.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the bill that she's proposing?
We'll go back to the Constitution. What should be the highest elected official as far as for law enforcement in our nation? Our sheriff.
Sheriffs. That's right.
Of course.
And there's a reason why we do not have a national police force, unlike any other country.
Is this the reason you suppose that they're always demonizing Arpaio and Sheriff Mack?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm being facetious, of course. But yeah. Well, thank you for your call, Brian. I appreciate
it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Nice
talking to you guys.
Yep. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Now, great point.
Yeah.
But again, we've already seen the DHS after September 11th, and I've said this right from the get-go. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. I said this 10 years ago on the radio. Nobody's laughing anymore because the DHS has now turned on the American people.
Yep.
We know this. Now they're buying rounds of ammunition? What could that possibly be for? Is this what's going on in America? Is this what America's awake to right now? Folks, because what I'm talking about is those that are willing to fight. But the real question is how long is this going to go on? Do we have to wait until a shot goes off before we finally realize what we're dealing with? Because I think the shot's been fired several thousand times since the beginning of this administration towards the American people, attacking the American people.
That's right.
The law abider, might I add, friends. Now, listen, real quick, I'm going to take Tim, the redneck from South Carolina. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to kind of come behind what you've been saying, and that is that for a lot of believers, they don't think in terms of what you're talking about. Oh yeah, they talk about Jesus won the victory at the cross for our sins, but they have no idea that is to overcome them.
That's
they
right.
think that is fire insurance, and they don't understand that it has implications for the culture. It has implications for the earth because He's redeemed all things, not just us. But He's redeemed all things to Himself back to God. And so instead of going and begging at the table for the scraps, we should be, my friend of mine had made the point, we should be coming to the table and saying, you know what, guys, this is our Father's table. And we're going to demand what Jesus has won for us. Instead of begging for these things. And I think that's part of the problem is that we have the mentality, the church has the mentality for the most part of defeatism. They think the world belongs to the devil and he's going to win and he's going to control it. And then in the final analysis, Jesus will come back and save everybody. And I think that's, in the redneck language, that's bass backwards. It's backwards. He has already won that.
That's right.
He's already put his foot on the head of the serpent and crushed it.
Amen.
And so we are just simply those occupying. We are those who are going forth, with the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. But at the same time, we recognize that we live in a fallen world. And when you get issues of tyranny, there's only one thing that tyrants understand, and that's resistance to that.
And now let me make a correlation with what John Adams said, the second president of the United States, so people can understand your spiritual lesson to the carnal man. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other. Now let's go back to the church issue, because the professed hireling in the church today is teaching them that grace is an occasion to be used as an occasion for the flesh, as if to say that the grace of God is there to cover your sin rather than empower you to overcome your sin. And it's interesting, Tim, that you hear all the time, well, you know, we're saved by grace. We're saved by grace. We can do whatever we want to do, and we're still heaven bound. They don't understand Scripture at all. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, because the Bible says where sin abounds, grace did much more abound. I'm asking the church in America, the 78% percentile, where's the grace? Because I don't see you overcoming. I see you succumbing. And it's completely backwards. So, Tim, I got to take a break. Thank you for your call. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, friends, if you'd like to check us out, go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you would. If you do, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out our all-new, our postings, our articles, our columns and the such. And, friends, if you'd like to, you can check out my Facebook, too. It's Bradley Dean, new fan page. Bradley Dean. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Goodness, friends.
It's flying. Shoo!
Richard Henry Lee. It must never be forgotten that the liberties of the people are not safe under the gracious manner of government as by the limitation of power.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. Because the government doesn't...
Jake, we only got 10 minutes left. I thought we were at the half-hour mark. I'm sorry, of hour two. I apologize. I'm sorry Jake's so long-winded.
I apologize, too.
Yes.
But that's a good point that he just made, because our liberty is not found in our government. Our government protects our liberty. So the limitation of the government is actually going to produce more liberty and more government control.
Okay.
Boy, that should be... That's
why proclaim economics. Why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory? I'm expressing the victory of the people that are exercising their rights. Wyoming lawmakers have proposed a new bill that would nullify federal restrictions on guns and jail federal agents attempting to confiscate guns, ammunition, magazines, or rounds of ammunition. Jake, can you share with what you said during the break?
Yeah, we were talking about the DHS.
What Brian said.
Yeah, Brian brought up that they have about 20 years of ammunition, the DHS, hollow point. So this is like war ready. As a matter of fact, you can't even use hollow points, as he said, because he was in the service, because of the treaties that have been made internationally speaking. You can't even use those in warfare. So here you have 20 years of war. The DHS could sit in and dig in and go 20 years of war on our own soil. You know, but I thought about this, too. You know, say they've got all these billions of rounds, which they do, apparently. I mean, it's been verified and documented. What happened with the Americans in the Revolution? What do? They went for the storehouse. The American people have bought up, what did you say, Bradley? I think three times that or something.
No, six times.
Six times
that.
The
American people have six times.
The ammunition.
Yes.
Yep. And the guns.
And the weaponry of the United States government. Now, this is weird. I just want to put this all into perspective and make it a healthy conversation in every sense of the word. We are here now because America's left off God.
Yep.
He said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him, and this is what we're beginning to see.
Yep.
This administration, without doubt, friends, is attempting to initiate civil war. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You don't do the things that he has done without initiating some sort of response. Mm-hmm. He's going to get a response.
Yep.
And what bothers me about what you just said with the DHS, let's go back to that.
Yeah.
I wanted to make that point clear. It's who's going to man the arms that this government is purchasing when you already know that he's sending millions of dollars over to America's sworn enemies.
Yep.
That's the real question. Don't forget China. Don't forget Russia.
You know, and for everybody that's even in the DHS that's listening right now to the show, do you think this government
would use
you?
But, Jake, they're just doing their job.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you think this government would use you to fire those rounds? They use you, and then all of a sudden, when it comes time to attack American people, guess what? Here comes, as you said, foreign powers. Hey, DHS member, because you're an American citizen, too, and you're listening right now, we need your uniform. Well, what do you mean, boss? I thought I was a member of the Department of Homeland Security. I'm going to keep it safe and secure.
Sure.
No, we bought your uniform for this nice Russian man over here or this
study
nice
history.
Whatever. And he needs your uniform and your ammo and your gun. And by the way, we don't need you anymore.
That's right. And if you study out communism, that's exactly. Listen, those that are being used, the useful idiots in government today that are actually thinking they're getting one over on its own people, they are being undermined by the very people that they're working for.
Right.
They don't understand history. If you go back even over to Hitler, he killed 6 million of his own people.
Gosh, there's
dissidents, friends. Those that refused his government. We always talk about the 6 million Jews and the gypsies, but they forget. But I don't want to magnify that.
Yeah.
I want to magnify what's happening in this country. I don't trust man. I do trust God. But we all need to get back to God.
That's right.
So we can all be unified, because we're going to get the same answer from the same God when you're unified under him.
And that's true.
And he is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. We're not talking about any other God. But in saying that, let's get back to what the topic of the show has been. Idaho House approves bill to make gun confiscation a criminal offense. I'm going state after state after state after state. Florida commissioners unanimously approved a resolution that supports Second Amendment rights and vows to not condone federal gun restrictions. That's Florida. Kentucky, let's go over to Kentucky. Let's go over. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on and on. Department of Veteran Affairs, we will not comply with New York gun laws. Citing a pesky little thing known as the Constitution of the United States, the Department of Veterans Affairs has avowed that they will not comply with a provision in the New York SAFE Act. Listen to the name again, friends.
SAFE Act,
like Patriot Act. Yeah. It's unpatriotic, friends. SAFE Act that requires doctors to alert authorities to people they deem likely to pose a threat. Yes, this administration is using doctors to alert authorities.
You know,
tattletales, friends.
And that is so stupid of a doctor to do that, because here's what happens. A couple years after...
Well, he's going
to
lose a customer at length, right?
He'll lose a customer, number one, and he may even... What do you think that customer is going to do when he finds out his doctor was the one that turned him in and now he lost his firearm? I mean, even think of the carnal terms of this. What's going to happen? A mob's going to break out of this. Doctors, you're not going to be safe. If you're going to be a snitch for the American people, it's going to turn back on you.
Yeah.
Well, of course. And whether you're a Christian, non-Christian, that's just a law of nature. That's what's going to happen.
The best way to say this is we're all in the same boat.
That's right. This is America.
Yes.
We're all Americans.
But keep in mind, communists need useful idiots.
Yes,
like
do.
Those that you allow in government today, friends. And what's happening across the country, friends, there's people that are not complaining about what's being tolerated from other people in this country. And they're standing up, fighting for their rights, and winning the victories for their posterity. And that's how this is to be done. Friends, this can't keep going on. You can't keep kicking the can down the road and expect a reaction. And that's where I don't want things to come. We can do this lawfully still. We need to go back to our foundations, and it always comes back to the same thing, friends, the Bible and the Constitution. Andrew Jackson rightly said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. True that. Know those documents, my friends, and read the Bill of Rights. Firstly, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution, not in that order. Constitution, then the Bill of Rights. And if you want to get over to the Federalist Papers.
That'll help you understand the Constitution.
If
and
you
it's
can understand it. Yeah.
That's right. That's
we
right.
got to get that brother from that Arizona meeting on the radio with
Josh,
us.
Josh, I think
yes.
his name is.
Great
author.
Guy.
Smart man. You know what, folks? And we need your help to do that in this country right now. We have students that are all over the country looking for people to be advocates on their behalf to stand up because they're willing to stand. You have adults. We just talked about the conference that we went to last time. People are looking for light, and they're saying, yes, there it is. I want this. I want to bring this to my community because we need resolve.
His name is
Jesus
Christ.
That's right. Mm. And where his name be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him.
And folks, he does.
Yes, sir. That's right.
He does do that. Read the book of Acts.
He does. Through tumults and a variety of different circumstances.
Uprisings, that's right.
That are contrary to most things that you hear from the pulpit these days. But folks, in order to do that, we need your financial help. Listen, you can count on us to do everything we're talking about on the radio because we do it. Next week, we're out of town again. We're constantly going out to bring light to people. And we need your help to be able to do that. You can count on us to do it if we can count on you to support us. There's a variety of ways to support us. Go to our new website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The URL has not changed. We just did a facelift on that site. There's a wonderful banner on the left-hand side, support our cause for justice. There's a variety of different ways you can do it. You can get a silver dollar donation for every $100 donation. You get a silver dollar free from Midas Resources.
I want one of those, by the way.
Yes, sir.
I'd like
good.
To see one of those.
Good and safe.
Yes.
We also have the opportunity to buy My War, which is the 5-part DVD documentary series. If you like the radio program, you're going to love this.
And if you want to see Bradley Dean getting kicked out of public schools, this is the video series
right.
for you.
That's right. A little blood in the water for you. $75 donation gets you that. Also gets you Bradley's comic book testimonial, which we have referrals. I've read them off on the show of people and how they been impacted by that comic book.
And that's Jake's idea, by the way, not mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was a good idea.
Yeah, it is.
I like that idea.
Okay. Cool.
Very good idea. So you can get that as well, or you can just make a donation. You can also become a son or daughter of Liberty. Right now we have 30-plus people, and this was without bringing it to the mainstream. We have that many people that are tuning in every week to our Constitution class. You get those courses half off when you sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and a regular partner. Folks, we're bearing fruit, but that's to your account. So every time we rejoice in a victory, we're rejoicing with you. You rejoice with us. Share it with your friends. Our Facebook page, everything we have requires certain maintenances. You can be a part of that. If you can't go out into public schools and you can only do so much, financially support us because we'll take that and we'll bring it out and invest it into eternal matters and eternal treasures on your behalf.
And our books are open, friends. And our doors are wide open. We get people coming down to the offices, and sometimes even when we're on live radio, we're looking up, and it's like, who is that? We get people come from all over the country, friends, coming down to say hey to us. And our doors are open, and you are welcome to do just that. It's best to give us a heads up so we're here, though.
We did have
which most of the time we are here.
That's true.
Yeah.
We did have a couple come from Sweden, even.
Sweden.
She couldn't speak English very well. He spoke pretty good English, but...
Is it true that the Swedes, they only need one gun?
That's the,
Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
What did he say in the German war?
They both start with an S and
they have,
a W, right?
What did he say? You have 4 million citizens. We have 8 million troops. And he says, well, then we just take two shots and we go home.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Listen, a famous man said this. I'm looking for a lot of men who have an infinite capacity to know what can't be done. And I'll tell you why. Because they'll be the ones to get the job done because they know. They didn't know they couldn't get it done.
It's Joshua and Caleb right there.
Amen. Yeah, Bradley, and they trusted the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out my Facebook, Bradley Dean, 1 John 3.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.